This popular show often has jokes that bomb.
What is Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
No, I'm sorry. The correct answer is
Shalikdo. Doc popular. Yo yo.
Wiki wiki.
Yo yo.
Wiki wiki.
Yo yo.
Wiki wiki.
Yo yo. Radio.
Yo yo radio. Yo yo radio.
Wiki wiki.
Yo yo wiki wiki.
Wiki wiki.
Yo yo. Wiki wiki.
Wiki wiki.
Wiki wiki. Wiki wiki.
Wiki wiki.
Yo yo. Wiki wiki. Radio.
Podcast. Podcast.
On yo yo radio.
Wiki wiki. Wiki wiki. Wiki.
Welcome to tonight's episode of Yo Yo Wiki Podcast, starring Dr. Popular and Josh Parkulator. Later. Parkulator. Josh Parkulator. Huh?
Well, yes, thank you, Dr. Popular. That's my name, Josh Parkulator.
It's like a dance. Do the Parkulator. Do the Parkulator. Do the...
All right, well, here we are. This is episode 12 or 13 or something like that. The numbering scheme is all messed up. Did you notice that we didn't have an episode last week, Doc?
Well, I noticed that we did an episode last week. However, technical difficulties, apparently it didn't go online. But it was a fantastic show last week.
Yeah, there were explosions, and I mean, there was fantastic dialogue and witty banter, and what's his name? The honky from Illinois, Dylan Kowalski.
I can't believe the stuff
was here
about pretty much every single store online. It was it's probably better for him that it actually didn't air, because
yeah, for real, he just wasn't holding back. I think he was drunk. But he just told me the other day that he won his court case, so that's good.
Well, that's good. That's good. And of course, everyone who listened to last week's episode knows exactly what we're talking about.
Yep.
So everything sounds so much better this episode, Josh. Why is that?
Yeah, I've got a little bit better of a system going on. And I'm using this program, Pamela Pro, for Skype. It's 30 big ones, but by that I mean $30. But I think it's doing a much better job.
Before this, we were actually using Pamela Anderson for Skype. Wasn't 30 big ones. I believe it was 32D big ones. But Pamela Pro has worked out much better.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So the typing again.
Always with the typing.
Always with the typing. Well, let me ask you a couple questions, Josh. You saw last week, as our listeners don't know, you saw a absolutely terrible movie that they all had the common sense not to see. Do you want to give us a review of Ghost Rider?
Yeah, absolutely. For those that don't know, it's based on a comic book about this guy that he doesn't die. He signs a deal with the devil to become the devil's sort of mercenary or something like that.
When does he do this? When he's young?
When he's a teenager? Yeah, in the movie, I guess it's when he's a teenager. I haven't read the comic, so I don't really know. And then he like gets this flaming skull head and rides a motorcycle, and it's pretty damn awesome.
So you're saying the movie is about somebody who's flaming and rides a motorcycle, because that's
and played by Nicolas Cage.
And you liked it?
I loved it. I don't know that I loved it, but I really, really enjoyed it.
You had fun.
I had fun. I had lots and lots of fun. You would probably hate it.
Probably would. Now, this was the same director that did some other crappy movies.
Yeah, he also did Daredevil and Elektra, which were two just terrible movies. Just no redeeming qualities. Not even
Daredevil
fun.
Daredevil was okay. It was okay. It was okay.
I disagree with that. I just thought that movie was tedious and not fun. But he also did Grumpy Old Men, so completely different thing, but it's charming and people like it. And the dude's from Minnesota, so, I want to like him. but you know, he's made some lemons. But I think this one, he really kind of hit the comic book tone, just right on the head. I mean, when Ghost Rider like starts up his motorcycle, like cars around him like explode for no good reason, and as he's driving, just like explosions are happening, and it's just completely ridiculous.
Homeless people sleeping in their cars are dying.
And how?
And we never talk about that.
That's right. And it's really sad. It really is. And people are dying and words are being misused. And it's... So, how was your week? What have you done this week?
I've been getting ready for the mediocre tour. That's like 3 weeks away now. We'll be starting off in Seattle and going to Portland and Chico and LA and the Bay Area. So this week I've been trying to work on new music. We're trying to put together an EP and stuff. And so I've been writing rhymes and writing music and stuff like that. Other than that, I've been, I watched Heroes like I do every Monday. And I've also been too.
Oh, gosh, I'm so addicted
it's
to
a
that
really
show.
Addictive show. I hate that I got into Heroes. Because I've never gotten into a show while it was still on TV. Like, not really.
So you actually have to wait.
Yeah, I have to wait, and I miss it sometimes. And I cancel, like, things that would be good for me to do so that I can watch this stupid show. But historically, like, I got into The Office, the BBC series, right around the time that it was wrapping up. So I saw the first DVD series, and then right as I finished that, the second DVD series came out. And then after that, like, I had a couple series of the American Office, you know, and so it's like a trade paperback for comics or whatever. Like I've never really gotten into any comics in the last 6 years while they were still comics. I got into them at the end. But then when you do get into them and you have to buy every issue or something, it's so annoying.
Yeah. I hear that.
Other than that, I've been two-handing a lot. I've been playing with those College for the Easily Amused Raiders that I got from Patrick Mitchell.
That's his name.
Yes. His yo-yos, I don't know if he's still doing that, but they're amazing. Those modified yo-yos that he did, I just adore them. I love them.
Yeah, I agree. He does them just right.
You know, I actually, at the last Spin Docs meeting, I actually played with some of Bill de Blah Blah's yo-yos, and he's been taking his yo-yos, like his sunset trajectories or whatever, and pouring flowable silicone into them, and they play phenomenal. I actually think I might even like those better.
Wow.
But wow. I don't know how stocked that, I mean, like, I don't know if there's more to it than that, like if he got lucky or... You know, there's, you know, a lot more complex stuff to set it up. The thing I liked about them was they tended to, my around the worlds aren't perfect when I'm doing two-handed stuff. And the radios are really sensitive to that. If you don't, like, if you're trying to go for, like a you know, sword and shield or something, it's really hard sometimes while you're looping to throw a good sideways around the world three times or whatever. I can do it, like, once. Although, I mean, I can do it without the looping, but when I'm looping. Anyway, so there's not much forgiveness. And these sunset trajectories, when you put some flowable silicone in them, it's like the silicone's recessed. However, it still loops good. I don't understand. It's got, like, the best of both worlds. Like, I could probably even do, like, brain twisters and stuff without it grabbing like the Raiders would.
All right.
So I've been two-handing a lot lately, and that's a little freaky. And I've been wearing blue jeans and Nike shoes. So... A lot of people just wouldn't recognize me right now.
Wow, that's awesome. How are those blue jeans coming?
Blue jeans, I bought these blue jeans from Kia, from Antium. He's a big denim freak, and he's got a store here called Self Edge. The blue jeans that I got from him, like, I just, you know, I went and hung out with him, like, every weekend, you know, and yo-yoed and stuff. And I'd hang out with him in the store, which is down the street from me. And eventually, after hearing about it so much, I decided, like, you know, I'd try him out. But the thing is, raw denim, which is what he specializes in there, is extremely starchy feeling. It doesn't feel, like very soft and flexible. You get these things that are like cardboard, and you wear them to your body. So they do look good. They like, really fit to your body, and matter of fact, the first day that I got them, I took them off, and I just kind of put the legs on the ground while holding the hips, and then I could let go of the hips, and the pants would stay upright like an invisible man. My body shape was totally in there. And you know, after 3 weeks, they're definitely feeling really good. But if I put on like another pair of blue jeans, they feel like pajamas now. Like any other pair of blue jeans feels.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, this is so flowy and like.
it's a trick. Yeah, I can see that.
The biggest mental change comes when, I realize that like there's a huge mental shift where no longer are your pants the napkin of your accoutrement. Like, you know, previously, like, oh, I've got some mustard, you know, and, like, the first instinct is to wipe it on your pants. And now I actually find myself, like thinking of my shirts as, like, or my socks as my body's portable napkins. You know, like, my pants are, like, not to be trifled with.
All right. Well, that's cool.
They help me yo-yo better.
I believe it. I don't believe it.
So speaking of yo-yoing, you have been spending egregious amounts of money on yo-yos lately. I know every time that we talk to somebody on the show, you're just playing with the yo-yo that you bought from them or whatever. And you just recently purchased a silk from Paul Yass Company.
That is incorrect. I just purchased a milk. From
so,
Paul
so
Yacht's company.
You would make the claim that there's a difference.
There is a All very right, distinct here. Difference. The milk runs on SPR, and it's flowable silicone.
Okay. So it's a
silk.
It's a modified
not.
Milk.
I've never played with a silk, so I don't know exactly. I don't know what the response system is in that. I don't know the bearing system. I mean, the only similarity is that they're both white.
That's the thing. In photos, when they're put together, they look identical to me. If there was a side by side comparison, I'd really probably benefit because they're probably radically different. Probably not shapes. To me, it just seems like they're different insides. But tell me about the milk. What do you think of it?
I love it. I love it. This SPR system with the recessed silicone embedded in it is just a brilliant idea. And then it's also interchangeable with the Bazan SPR system if you want a different size bearing and a sticker response. And then he's also going to have rubber O-ring SPR that you can get for when it ships, and I just think it's a brilliant idea for interchangeable response systems.
It comes with a regular SPR inside, but you have the option of getting this new O-ring SPR.
Mine came stock with the flowable silicone SPR, and I believe the production models are actually going to ship with the O-ring, but I might be wrong on that. We'll be talking to Paul Yacht next week on the show about his yo-yo, so we'll know more then. And then he is not going to be selling SPRs just standard. He's expecting you to take your Bazan SPRs and slap them in there if you want just a sticker response.
Because, I mean, you're not going to be using them in your Bazans anymore. Not when you have this fantastic
That's
yo-yo
true.
In your hands.
Yeah, it's really just an incredible little thing. The bearing seat on the SPR is really good. The axle and the way it goes into the seats in the plastic yo-yo just seems really solid. It's a very, very well-designed yo-yo.
Well, I look forward to that. I've got dozens of questions for him, so we can ask him this week.
Did you see the picture on Yo-Yo 2 of a wooden silk?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
now,
that's
Yo-Yo
cool.
2, which is, what's the website for that?
Yo-Yo the number 2.
Yo-Yo2.com. Now, it's a wonderful idea, but it's got two big flaws. One, there's no RSS feed for it anywhere. There's no.
What?
No.
Yes, there is.
Right,
yes, there is. Yep. I've got it.
Okay, it's not on the site then.
There's probably not a link to it on the site.
That's what I'm saying. If I okay. have, it doesn't say email Josh for our RSS feed.
That's a good point. I'll mention that to Harper.
A simple spell check. Like I think there's even one built into their system. What are they using? WordPress, Blogger, WordPress?
Yeah.
WordPress has WordPress. A built-in spell check. Yeah. And it's the first couple articles that they were writing in there were really good, and they're well written. It's just that there's some very frustrating word difficulties that really slow you down. Like sometimes I'll only make it like the first paragraph in, and I'll just be like, "Fuck this!" Like I'll look at the pictures, but I won't really read it anymore. And those are the only two things. Just adding the RSS feed would really actually really make me very happy because everything I do is on RSS. You know, I love knowing every time somebody updates their site without having to check it all the time.
And you have the best spelling.
I do my best to spell check things before I put them online.
Yeah. You're getting very good at that. And I'll give you that. You didn't used to.
You're totally right. But for some reason, Seth has always kind of had that same problem. Seth and Dave.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah?
Yeah, they've got like the same spelling. They went to the same school, maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yo-yos. Sounds.
Are we going to do name that yo-yo?
You have to. You sound like you really don't want to.
Oh, I love this part of the show.
Fine,
I really do. Huh? What just happened?
I mean, you sound like you really don't want to do it.
I think I'm going to cry.
Okay, we don't have to do it. We'll move on.
It's fine. All right, do you want to go first?
Okay, my name is Dr. Popular, and I'm about to...
Hi, Dr. Popular.
...modified yo-yo. I hope you don't mind.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go.
I don't.
I can tell you how it's modified. If that'll help, because I feel bad not throwing a regular yo-yo. It is modified with silicone and clean bearings. Oh, and
clean bearings. Really?
Okay.
I think that's a metal free hand, or metal zero.
In Back to the Future 1 through 3, the DeLorean had one of these.
It's a flux. Okay. That was going to be my next question, but the metal sound didn't seem, I don't know, nice enough.
And listen, it's a G.
All right. It's a flux. You've done the flux before, though.
I've got three right. yo-yos.
The end, the bolt, and the flux. Okay.
I only did that because my Raider had a broken string. And I really don't want to change it.
All right. If anybody wants to send Doc some yo-yos, I think he'd probably be welcome
to
them.
It's not that I don't have a lot of yo-yos. Is that I do this show for my girlfriend's house every week. And I actually was going to do it for my house today, but the internet wasn't working. So I rushed down here, and I always forget to grab a yo-yo with me. Like, I don't want to leave my collection of yo-yos, which is in the billions. I don't want to do that, you know, at what's-her-name's house. So I...
Without further ado, it's my throw... This is stock.
Small bearing. Okay. Did it come with the knot in it? All right.
There's no knot.
That's a yo-yo jam. I'm guessing. Of course, you're not going to answer. It's a yo-yo jam. It's not a Big Ben because you've already done the Big Ben, and you would never do that again. It's a very solid. It's a Patriot.
It is not a Patriot. You are not very close. No. Nope.
Okay, what's my hint?
The designer of this yo-yo. And Steve Brown seemed to be arch nemesises, but at one point they were good friends.
Huh. So this yo-yo was designed by everybody in the yo-yo community.
Oh! Huh. Nope.
It's like it might be the yo-yo wiki yo-yo, because that's like user edited. Well, it's not a bolt. The super sellout? No, Element X. Oh, it's your yo-yo from last week. It's the Element X. Yes.
No.
Let's move on.
No. The yo-yo I am throwing is a mini Motrix.
No, is a is an arch nemesis with Steve Brown.
Yeah, they seem to butt heads a lot.
And Steve randomly butt heads with people all the time without really meaning that they're. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, Steve just butted heads with Mark McBride, and Mo gets, you know, sometimes he's, you never know with Mo.
Yep. I think there might be a little bit more to it than that, but we won't talk about that here. Okay. Mo, what do you know about this?
Quit prank calling me.
Anywho. Okay.
So, hey, did you, I like that. Did you?
What?
Hey, Simpsons, the trailer, Sunday night, did you see it?
Yes, I did. I don't think anything in there is going to be in the movie.
Crap. That was the most meaningful trailer they've shown yet. It was the
it was meaningful, but it's just like it was just ridiculous. It was completely absurd.
If nothing else, I can say stylistically, perhaps we've gotten the best glimpse of what they're going for in the movie. It looks like the pacing is different than the TV show, which is good. It's a different medium, so you kind of want to work to that. Artistically, it has the Simpsons look with a lot more complexity to it. It almost looks like what if classic Disney, like Snow White Disney or something, did the Simpsons, because it's got like beautiful shading and stuff like that, and really elegant looking stuff. However, it's still like. It's the Simpsons at its core. They didn't change any of the shapes or, you know, they didn't, you know, give Marge, tummy tuck or anything like that. Anyway, I thought it was really, I was really excited to see it. But why don't you think that we're not seeing anything?
It was just like all explosions and just like, is this going to happen? And is this going to happen? And like, none of it seemed to make any sense, like, when juxtaposed with what's next to it. And I don't know, it would not surprise me one bit if they were just making these trailers, and then the movie is completely different.
Like, if the movie is, like, live action.
Yeah. Yeah, Doc. Okay, like, the movie's live action.
Stylistically, don't you think that you saw what they're going for in the movie? Okay.
Probably.
Just plot-wise, you think they didn't show anything to the movie. Paul Polyak next week. That's as far as our notes go.
Yeah, that's true.
I am lost.
Paul?
Okay, well.
Yeah, it turns out Paul is not able to join us this week. So we'll get him on next week, and he'll talk about
Let me tell you some things about Paul. He was in Vegas last week, I believe, for the big clothing show out there. Totally blanking on the name, but there's a week of like the biggest clothing show of the year in Las Vegas, and he was there with his company. He's starting a clothing company, that's all I wanted to tell you. I can't wait to see like his new clothes come out.
Yeah, I'm excited to see something from that too. Yeah, he's a good guy, and he likes to talk about his yo-yo, so I'm excited to get him on.
A fantastic show. Time just flew by.
It was. It did. That was another episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. That's one in the bank right there. Thanks for tuning in.
Perhaps the best sounding so far, and it was a fun one.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. Tune in again next week for another fantastic episode where we'll have Paul Yacht. It was great to talk to you, Doc.
Bye.
Next week. Bye.